from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we have two lovely cheerleaders here. We have Danielle and Julia. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's only been a couple weeks, and you already came back to see me.
Yeah.
How nice are you guys?
We love to come here.
You love us. You love Gillette Stadium. Do you feel like it's your second home yet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Especially after 1 year already.
Oh, yeah. And how about you? This is your first year. Doesn't it feel like your second home?
Yep. I feel like I'm out here all the time.
Could you drive here with your eyes closed?
Yes, definitely. In many different ways. Either 95 or Route 1 or back roads. Just in case there's traffic.
Is that the worst, though, when you just get out of, like, school or work, whatever, and your mind is just kind of, like, going through your day, and all of a sudden, here you are, and you're like, how did I get here?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate that. Anyways, so today we are talking about the upcoming summer, because it's officially gorgeous outside. And we're talking about vacations and what's going on and graduation and all that kind of good stuff. So get ready for a good chit-chat. So, any vacations lined up, Danielle?
Not really. I mean, with our practice schedule, there's not
yeah,
too much time to take vacations. But I will definitely get up to New Hampshire. I love going to the lakes.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. And they're so calm. It's completely different from the beach. Because beach is always a good vacation to kind of just hang out. Toes in the sand, waves crashing, nice and serene. But a lake is just more relaxing.
So much relaxing.
Because you know how you go to the beach and you people watch?
Yes.
You can't really people watch. Yeah, I love people watching. I'm always like, oh, where'd she get her bathing suit, you know? But you can't really people watch at a lake.
No.
You could go diving at a lake, yes. What about you, Julia? Anything lined up this summer?
A few things. I have a big group of friends from college, and we're all scattered throughout Boston and New York, and so we try to get together at least a couple times a year. So we're trying to plan something for 4th of July down in Long Island.
Oh, fun.
So last year we went camping.
I love camping.
I have never been camping.
It was
never?
The first time.
No, I want to.
Go camping for vacation. It's the cheapest, funnest way of vacationing.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. It was the first time for most of us, and most of us are city kids. So
yeah.
It was interesting. We hiked in like 3.5 miles. And
okay,
was,
I don't hike, but
no,
but I camp.
It was fun. Besides the fact that it was dark and raining when we were hiking in, and a group of us, it took another group of us hiking in like took like 3 hours or something
oh my
like that.
Goodness.
We thought they got a hotel because they didn't show
they
up.
They
didn't
forever. Show, yeah.
And they finally showed up at like 11 at night, and it was really fun. But
yeah.
This year, I think we're gonna go. I have a friend who has a house in the Hamptons, so we're going to go out there. So it'll be a little different, but
yeah,
really fun.
Definitely. But camping is totally not what most people perceive it to be. It's not all bugs and, you know, mosquitoes flying around. I mean, yeah, they're there, but you can totally zip up your tent and call it a day, roast marshmallows, and it's so cute and humble. Like,
yeah.
I really enjoy camping. And then there's lakes, and you love lakes.
Love lakes.
Love lakes.
I want to go camping, though.
Yeah, we were on a lake, which was really nice.
Yeah,
so...
See, I'm into, like, campgrounds, not, like, hardcore camping, I guess.
Yeah, we really were roughing it because there was no bathroom. There was nothing. We were 3.5 miles from the road.
Okay,
so.
That's not the kind of camping I enjoy. I like the pretty camping where there's, you know, stalls and showers.
Yeah, maybe the next time we'll go that route.
Yeah, it's fun. Definitely fun. And you can always just take a weekend, like you said, go to New Hampshire, go to, like, a local place. There's amusement parks everywhere.
Cape Cod.
Cape Cod is the good
local
one for
place.
New England. If you're in New England, there's plenty to do in the summer. And I'm sure just all around the U.S., there's always that place that everyone is just like, okay, it's summer. This is where we're going.
Yes.
There's always that favorite ice cream shop down hours and hours away. It's always around, you know?
Yeah.
We go to Water Country every year, which is, again, in New Hampshire. Just a nice meeting group, you know, from everyone from college. It's kind of central. It's easy like that. What else are we doing this summer? Anything?
I have a few family reunions. My dad's side of the family is all in Buffalo. So we're going to go up to Buffalo, I think in July at some point, depending on our schedule with cheerleading.
Right.
But so we're going to go up there to my uncle's house. My dad, we have a huge family on his side. He has 6 brothers and a sister. And so everyone's going to go up there. And then my mom's side of the family is around Boston, so we're going up to Gloucester. They rent a house. Yeah, we
nice and close.
Yeah, my mom used to go up there when she was a kid, and so we went up last year. We rented a house right on the water, right around the corner from the beach, and all my little cousins come up, and so it's really fun. So we're
and you raise a good point. Vacationing isn't necessarily going far or just going with you and your friends, like family and friends, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah,
just taking a day out of work or whatever work may be, you know, and just relaxing and enjoying the absolute gorgeous part of wherever you are.
Yeah, and it's not too far. Gloucester is, like, you can drive back, and it's kind of where Danielle lives. It's up on the North Shore. So, but once you get up there, you feel like you're really far away because you're at the ocean and you're not right in the city and, you know.
Just get some friends. I mean, we were talking about camping, but you can camp in your backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to do that when I was younger, like little. You know, you'd set up the tent next to the pool, and you kind of just zipper it up, and then mom would come get you at 10 o'clock at night and be like, okay, time to come in. But, you know, what are you going to do? But, yes, summertime is always fun for vacations. I mean, you guys had the calendar shoot. I went to Mexico a couple weeks ago. Doesn't mean you have to go out of the country to go on vacation is my point.
Right.
So anyways, yes, a lot of that going around because graduations probably are going on. A lot of graduating going on. Did you graduate this year?
I have not. I graduate next year or the year after.
Oh, okay, okay.
So my sister graduated high school, though.
And you guys had a couple cheerleaders graduate.
Yes, we did. College and high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of them.
Yeah. So let's come up with some good graduation gifts because picture your senior year of high school. I remember this when that happened. And all your friends graduating, you're going to all these graduation parties, and you're like, okay, great, I have to go out and get another blah, blah, blah. So let's give them some good ideas that don't necessarily cost a lot of money, you know, are a little different for them to give for their friends. I am personal favorite, scrapbooking, obviously, I say it all the time.
I was going to say frames, picture frames.
Yeah, exactly, and it's not how much you spend, especially for graduation, because, you know, you just spent the past 4 years with some of the best friends that you'll have in your life. So pictures of memories are always the absolute best way to go because it means a lot to both of you.
Right. It's personalized. I did that for my high school graduation. I got, you know, really big frames and I made big collages for all of my friends. And it's nice because you make it and it's personalized.
And it's fun for you to make, too.
Yeah, it's really fun. So, and it wasn't too expensive. So it was a good way to go.
And you can... staying on the whole frame idea is just matting a picture so people can sign around it.
Yep.
That's always an easy way. I think that's more towards college or whatever, just because it looks a little better in a dorm.
Sophisticated,
But you can always go the flower route. You can bake cookies.
Jewelry is a big one.
Can make jewelry, too.
Yep, yep. If you're crafty, you can make jewelry or... trying to think, charm bracelets are a cute idea.
Or just the charm.
Cute. Yep.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if you're going off to college, you can get things for your dorm room.
Exactly.
Little accessories. Yeah.
My cousin, I feel so old, is graduating from high school and going to college. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a laundry basket full of just things that he will need. You know, hangers, laundry detergent, and food, and razors, and stuff. That basically, once you're on campus, the only place you're going is that campus store for anything you need.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So that's always fun.
And graduating from college, I'm trying to think of what I got and what I gave to people. My aunt gave me and my friends business card holders. Like,
that's
really,
a good idea.
Really,
that's
pretty.
Cute.
Yeah, like silver business card holders, which is kind of a cute idea. I mean, I haven't really, you know, used it a lot, but it's nice. It's just kind of like symbolic of graduating and getting out into the real world and having a business card, which is nice.
Which is awesome. You could, again, with the picture frame idea, put a picture of, you know, if you were a cheerleader through college, because the only step you're going after college with cheerleading is where you guys are professionally for a team somewhere. So a lot of times it kind of ends there. So if you took a picture of, like, one of your best highlights of your career as a cheerleader at college and just put it in a picture frame, that's gorgeous in itself. You don't have to make it all crafty because maybe you're not crafty.
Right.
You know, you don't have to sign it and whatever. It's just the thought that counts.
It is.
Exactly.
And so that's our graduation segment. I know you guys have practice tonight. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of new stuff that, you know.
That you learned at the last practice?
Yeah, that we learned and we need to.
It's just exciting, you know, at the beginning of the year going to practices because you're just learning all new stuff.
Right.
So it's exciting to learn new things.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. It's always fun, though.
Yes. Yeah.
A little overwhelming, but you'll be fine.
We always have fun, though. I mean, we've all, like, you know, it's fun to get close with everybody and learn more about people. So,
Yeah, I can imagine. Have fun running the ramps.
Yeah, the kicks are
Have
my
fun
favorite.
Doing your kick. No, but then when you turn around and you look at everything you did in 3 hours, aren't you like, oh my god? I need a nap.
Yeah.
Or you just drive home and you have no idea how you just got home.
Yeah.
Staring into space.
Exactly. That's how we opened this podcast. Yeah. Exactly. Well, have an enjoyable practice tonight, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming down. Enjoy your summers.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
All your vacations, all that good stuff. And congratulations when you do graduate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Until next time, we'll all see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.